I got several more years, I think, at corner. But, I mean, it's whatever the team needs, obviously. And I'm somewhat proud that Coach felt he had the confidence of the people who are left to put me at safety. So, I mean, I understand what needs to be done there, but I think we had two safeties that get the job done a little better than I do at that position.
Can you hit like Lynch?
I'd have to say no, honestly, no. But, I mean, if you're not looking, I'll tear you up.
Foxy, just proved you got to be ready for anything. And in a given afternoon, anything can happen. And suddenly you find yourself in an unfamiliar position.
Well, yeah, there's very few surprises in a football game because we prepare for everything. And we expect the crazy things to happen. So I think what happened this weekend was a little shocking to have that many injuries and three of them in one position. It's a bit crazy. But, I mean, we're prepared for it. And I guess we weren't really prepared for it because I hadn't been practicing at safety, but we have people who can step in and fill in when needed.
How long have you changed since you ever worked at safety?
I've never actually worked at safety. We had one incident in college where I ended up playing some safety because of injuries, but, I mean, I've never actually practiced safety.
How much different is it for people that are, you know, don't really know a whole lot about football? You know, as a fan,
how much different is playing safety? Oh, well, safety is like a hybrid between linebacker and corner, I would think. You're asked to do a lot of difficult things that linebackers are asked to do, like fill holes and tackle big backs. And you're also asked to cover, like corners to do. So, obviously, the cover part came easy to me, but fortunately, it was towards the end of the game and they were trying to get back in it. I didn't have to do any John Lynch imitations and fill any B gaps.
Do you find yourself, though, when you're out there, maybe thinking more about what you're supposed to do than being able to just play the game like you're used to?
Well, when I was out there at safety, Coach kept the calls very simple. So, I mean, it wasn't much thinking. And given the situation, the most important thing, which is keep them out of the end zone and keep them in bounds, which is easy instructions.
It might happen again, you think?
I doubt it. Because, I'm sure we'll go into this game with four healthy guys. So, I doubt that it'll happen again. But, I mean, if it does, I would have had at least a week's worth of experience. So, I mean, I'd be a little better than I was this week.
You know, we watched the Raiders Monday night. They struggled. Larry just tells us how talented they are. Is that his message to you guys, too?
Oh, I mean, it's not necessarily his message. It's what we know. I mean, they have Randy Moss and they have Lamont Jordan. They have talent everywhere on that team. And first-round offensive linemen. And their defense is playing incredibly well. So you can't overlook a team like that despite their record and despite the way they looked on Monday night.
I don't know if you know, Nalen got kicked in the game the other day. Mm-hmm. I saw Brayton kick, Stevens deal. You see stuff like that, what's your reaction?
I just don't want to be the kicky. I mean, being the kicker is pretty bad because you get penalties and fines. But especially that Monday night knee, being the kicky is probably pretty bad.
That's the play where you got flagged in the second half on the hit. Is that an unreasonable rule? Because the guy catches it, it's no penalty, but yeah, it goes to his hands and you get flagged.
Well, it's a rule. Whether it's unreasonable or not, it's what we need to live by and play by. So, I mean, obviously, I don't agree with it, but it is what it is. And the game happens so fast. You see a ball coming and a guy about to catch it and you hit him. It's not like anyone's aiming or trying to hurt anybody. And clearly the guy wasn't injured, but it is a rule, so we have to play by him.
Some of those rules, do you think they expect the impossible of
these guys? I'd have to say some of the rules are pretty difficult to follow, but like I said, they're the rules. So, I mean, you have to follow them. You can get in trouble for them if you break them, so we have to find a way to follow them.
Well, you never want to see injuries on any team. How excited do you think are some of the reserve guys to really get an opportunity?
Oh, I think they're really excited about the chances. And, I mean, anytime you get a chance to step in and have a part in what this team has been able to accomplish and help this team progress to where we want to be, I mean, you feel really excited. That's why people come in the summers to work out. That's why we practice all week, is the opportunity to play on Sunday. So I'm sure it's disappointing when they don't get the chance. Now people are going to start getting a chance, so they should be pretty excited.
Did you see the Monday night game at all with Brayton kicking that guy in the groin?
I mean, I saw the highlight later. I mean, I didn't really watch the game, though.
When you saw the highlight, from what you know about playing the Raiders, you haven't played them that much, but do you look at it and go, typical Raiders?
Not really. I've never had any problem with the Raiders. Their fans are pretty passionate, and I know Al Davis has a history with the league, but I've never had any problems with the Raiders being dirty. People that I played across from, like Jerry Porter and Randy Moss, typically pretty cool guys. They've never kicked me or anything.
It's the any given Sunday thing where any team can beat any other given team. But with the defense as banged up as it is, I mean, could you have picked a better offense to play against than the Raiders. I mean, it's a little different than playing the Colts, the Chargers, so on and so forth.
It definitely is a little different, but like we're saying, with the talent that they have there, it's difficult for some just ordinary reserves around the league to step in and guard people like Randy. But, I mean, I think we have exceptional talent on the bench here, so I think we'll be fine. But even though their offense hasn't been all that successful, they still have talent, which you have to respect.
Is there some frustration over how many yards you guys have given up the last couple weeks? So you guys pretty much know what's going on.
I mean, we're out there to win, and there's several games at the beginning of the season where we held the offense really low scoring and just enough for our offense to score, and lately they've been having to score a little more to watch our back. That's what it's all about, and I still think we're near the bottom of or near the top of the league in scoring defense. So, I mean, we're playing well. We're not playing as well as we had earlier, but our offense has stepped up for us, and that's what it's about, being a team.
Didn't know if you knew why you guys
aren't
playing as well as you were earlier. I mean, is there any answer?
I mean, it's mistakes, missed tackles and things like that. So it's not like anyone's just lined up and beating us. We missed a lot of tackles, and they're getting yards after tackles. And we played the Colts. They're a great team. It's tough to keep them to 100 yards a game, but we expect better. Play better next time we play against them.
Was some of that tackling stuff just because of the guys you play, Harrison, Wayne, and then last week Parker?
I mean, they definitely deserve some of the credit, but I think tackling is just about effort and really wanting to and practicing the right techniques. And I think a few times we didn't practice the proper techniques while we were out there trying to tackle, and that's what it boils down to.
What are the concerns about so many guys being shaken up, beaten up right now in the injury situation, and maybe some switching around and just playing more?
Well, I mean, it's football. People are going to be, there's no team that's 100% healthy right now. So, I mean, we have no more concern than any other team in this league right now. But I'm sure a lot of the guys are looking for the opportunity to step in. Oh, yeah. Always. I'm always ready to step in.